one of the most influential women in business in South Africa, Hixonia Nyasulu is rapidly developing an international reputation as a board member with integrity and drive. In this weekly podcast, Hixonia talks to Darren Moore about the Boardroom 101 tips that she's gathered throughout her many years in business.
Hello, Hixonia.
Good morning, Darren.
So here's the deal. South African Parliament is now finally 50-50. 50% male, 50% female.
Right.
I'm sure the female parliamentarians are getting paid the same as the male parliamentarians.
Yeah.
Okay. Is this a complete oddity in South Africa? Do we see still a great disparity in the gender pay gap?
Well, let's just differentiate. Because the example you give me is about equal pay for equal work. And in many respects, most countries are catching up or at least are working towards that. The gender pay gap, though, is about the average of the wages that are earned by men as opposed to wages that are earned by women within an organization, and it's presented as a percentage. And how that happens is you and I could be radio broadcasters, male and female, and we're paid the same. That's equal pay for equal work. But East Coast Radio, when it looks at the average that men in the organization earn versus the average that women in the organization earn, they are going to find a difference. And the reason for that is because there are certain jobs that are high paid jobs that women still haven't made the way into. So even though the organization...
And is this generally due to entrenched prejudice?
It's entrenched stereotypes of women cannot be engineers type of thing. So, you know, in recruiting practices, maybe a company that is an engineering company was looking at a male engineer and a female engineer, and they took the male engineer.
Because that's what they know, it's what they can.
Because that's what they know, and the stereotype is, oh, this is a mining environment and a woman wouldn't cope. Or even if they employed women and men together as engineers, the men will get ahead quicker because the stereotype says this is a male-dominated environment. And so when you start to look at the averages, that's what creates the gender pay gap, because the highest paying jobs are then occupied by men. The same happens in the airline industry. For instance, you might find that both male stewards and female stewardesses are paid exactly the same for the same job. But the highest paying jobs in that industry are the pilots, and they are in the majority.
Very male dominated.
And so it's all about how companies should concentrate on ensuring that they get women into the highest paying jobs as well to and work with.
When you gave that pilot gender example, I can literally hear people saying, yes, but pilots are going to be away from home a lot longer.
And I like that.
Yeah.
Because that is exactly what we talk about when we talk about strategies for starting to reduce that gender pay gap. Is you've got to, companies need to find ways to make environments more friendly towards women who are, who have families and who have, you know, children or are married or just simply prefer to spend more time at home. So that there's a better balance, because there are also male pilots who don't want to be gone all that much. And so one of the strategies is to make sure that at every level you introduce flexibility in working hours and working environments to allow women to aspire to the senior positions without sacrificing the work-life balance. In countries such as the UK, it is now law for every company that has more than 250 employees to actually disclose their gender pay gap. We're lucky in South Africa, it's not regulated by law. But in the UK, it has to be on your company website what the gender pay gap is, and it's to put pressure on companies to look for ways to close it. And it'll come here. Eventually, every country will do it because everybody is that concerned about it.
It is correct.
It is morally correct and morally right to do it, but we have to start by understanding it. it's not just equal pay for equal work.
Yes.
It's getting the different genders into the higher paying jobs,
yes,
as well, to start to change that average, which sits at 22% is the gap in South Africa,
sure,
about 18% in the UK. That's a lot of money that is so lost.
That means
to women.
A man can get four pies to a woman's three.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Every time.
Yeah.
Thank you, Hixonia.
Good. Thank you, Darren.
For more information on Hixonia, visit htothepowerofyou.com.